Good morning, good evening, wherever you are, across the world and the universe. Welcome to my Quantum Living Podcast, at the intersection of science and spirituality. I'm your host, Anna Anderson. An inquisitive soul on a lifetime mission to find out how life really works. This podcast is about bringing the spiritual, metaphysical, and esoteric concepts down to the practical level, so that we can learn and apply them in our daily life to make it a little easier and raise our consciousness to the next level. Whether you are listening to this show while driving or commuting, doing chores around the house, relaxing on a couch, or flying in a spaceship across the galaxy, I hope you'll enjoy today's episode. Okay, let's begin. Hello and welcome back to Quantum Living. Today I'd like to share with you a personal story, an experience that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that 1. The universe is conscious, and 2. That it has a sense of humor, albeit at times it's a black humor. About 2 months ago, after doing some extensive research online, I decided to purchase a mini rebounder or a mini trampoline, mainly to improve my health. Rebounding is one of the best exercises you can do as it engages gravity. There are 2 main types of rebounder, with springs and bungee cords connection to the frame. I used to have a mini spring trampoline several years ago, and remember that I paid for it around $80 back then, and that's Australian dollars. So now I wanted to get something similar and decided that I didn't want to spend more than $88. For some reason, I was very specific. In blissful ignorance of the time elapsed since my previous purchase, which pretty much equates to the increased costs of living, I checked in with my higher guidance and got her tick of approval. "Great idea," she said. "Go for it." Little did I know what I have set myself up to. Generally speaking, the bungee connection type is considered better and more quiet, so I focused on these rebounders in my online search. However, they are more expensive, in many cases much more expensive, going to hundreds, even thousands of dollars. But I was fixated on a bungee rebounder, so like a bloodhound, I was sniffing through the internet for over 2 weeks to find what I want. Finally, I decided to spend a little bit more and bought a bungee rebounder on Amazon for about $130. Curiously, my higher guidance wasn't very happy with my decision, and I did feel some resistance, which I ignored. I was getting impatient and frustrated as I wanted to start my rebounding exercise ASAP. When I got my purchase delivered, however, my excitement was quickly deflated like a punctured balloon, as I found out that some parts were missing, others were missing the holes, so I wasn't even able to put this trampoline together, and yes, it required a full assembly. So I returned it for the refund, which has also cost me some hassle and delay. Not only that, my higher guidance whispered, "See, I told you not to buy it. This one is not right for you." "Okay," I said, "I give up. I will wait for this trampoline to come to me." My surrender lasted for the whole 2 days, after which I jumped back online and kept searching for the right trampoline. A bloodhound is a bloodhound. I was still fixated on the bungee rebounder, so everything else was outside of my peripheral vision. 1 week later, I found another decent trampoline, also on Amazon, for $100. This time, the resistance I felt was much stronger. my higher guidance was not happy and no longer whispering. "Don't buy it. It is not right for you," I heard loud and clear in my mind. But my obsession with starting my rebounding ASAP was getting stronger too. "I can't find anything else that is suitable," I said to my higher guidance. "I'm gonna buy this one. I've had enough." "Okay then," I heard in my mind again. "But you will regret it." That stopped me in my tracks for a moment, as the words were unmistakable and loud and clear. Why would I regret it? I was agonizing for a few days over this warning, checking and rechecking this trampoline online, but finally gave in and hit the buy button. When my rebounder was delivered, I checked and everything was in order. But the fun started when I tried to assemble it, as I found out that it required an elephant's strength to stretch those bungee cords and the mat over the large frame. While I am fairly strong, it was simply an impossible task. I could have hired someone to do this for me, professionally, quote-unquote, for about $100, which would double the cost of the rebounder, and so it was out of the question. And the seller advertised this trampoline as easy to assemble. So I kept trying, applying all the force I could possibly conjure up, huffing and puffing, even calling upon my assembly angel to help me, until I saw that my arm was bleeding. My left forearm was badly scratched on the inside by a sharp metal piece sticking out from one of the tubes. It looked as if I was scratched by a wild animal or fell into a bush of roses. I was in pain, bleeding, frustrated. I had enough and decided to return this stupid trampoline again, which meant yet another delay in the start of my health and fitness program. And I so regretted that I bought the trampoline in the first place. When I was in bed later on that night, nursing my injured arm, I heard an echo of my higher guidance. "You will regret it." The next day I had an epiphany. Maybe I should get just a small spring rebounder, which will be sufficient for my needs for now. Back online, and very quickly I found one in a local sports store for $99. "No, that's still not the right one," I heard in my mind. "Keep looking." "I mean, seriously?" In desperation, I went back to the website of another store I've been to before, but this time I searched for a spring rebounder. And there it was. Exactly what I envisaged 4 weeks earlier. For $87.95. With free shipping. And delivered mostly assembled. All I needed to do was to unfold it and screw on the legs. When the trampoline was delivered, it took me less than 10 minutes to assemble it, and it was super easy. And it's perfect, exactly what I wanted and need. And within my whimsical price tag of $88. That 5 cents below what I wanted to pay for it is cute. A cheeky smile from the universe as a reminder of its delicious power. Here is a proof that the universe is conscious and, like a loyal guide dog, will keep you on your chosen path when you go astray, whether you appreciate it or not. That's all for today, folks. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would much appreciate if you could spare a moment and post a review on Apple Podcasts or on my website at quantumlivingpodcast.com, where you can also read the full show notes, guest info, reviews, and more. I'm your host, Anna Anderson. I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode of Quantum Living. Until then, keep your vibrations high and be well.